You're listening to SBS News.
Since its launch in 1999, more than 29,000 names from over 200 countries have been inscribed on the wall in Sydney's Darling Harbour and Pyrmont Bay, both locations of special significance, marking the arrival point for many migrants who came to Australia by ship. The National Maritime Museum's migration curator, Kim Tao, says the wall represents all eras of Australia's migration history.
You get names as British convicts and free settlers, interspersed with European displaced persons or Indochinese refugees. I mean, there's an amazing community of family history researchers out there. And what we've seen is that you know, they're looking for a space to validate their ancestors, and they can pile all this research going through all the archives and all this information held. And so it's really building up this really special picture of Australia's history.
Ms. Tao says a story is associated with each inscription and people can search online for more detailed stories of those on the wall. The Maritime Museum also allows people to get more information about the vessel name and arrival date of those on the wall, creating a broader picture of a particular person and their journey. One of those who arrived by ship was May Barrow. Born in Estonia during the Second World War, her family settled in Australia in 1948.
I'm an archivist by profession, and so many people die without a trace at all. And I thought I would like to have our family listed there so that it'll be there forever. And if relatives and descendants come, they can go and have a look at it. We spent the end of the war in Germany, and then we were in the displaced persons camps. And when it became very apparent that Estonians could not go back to Estonia, people started looking for a new home. And Australia was the best bet for us because America was very picky and Canada only wanted young, strong, single people, but Australia was prepared to take families. So we came to Australia.
Yuta Mahoney's migration to Australia had a rocky start. She and her family migrated from Germany in 1958, surviving the sinking of the Norwegian passenger ship that was meant to bring them here. Sailing between Europe and Australia, the ship sank in the Indian Ocean in April 1958 after a fire. One passenger died, but Yuta and her family eventually managed to get to Australia. She decided to have her name inscribed on the wall so future generations could read her family's story. Ms. Mahoney says there was a lot of racism towards Germans when she arrived due to their association with the Second World War.
I had a girl that was in my class a couple of doors down, and when her parents found that we were German, she wasn't allowed to play with me anymore. So I was a very lonely child, and I couldn't speak English, you know, the whole family couldn't speak English, so I had to teach the family as I learnt at school. But it wasn't a very nice time, I'm afraid.
Other famous migrant memorials include the American Immigrant Wall of Honour at Ellis Island in New York, along with other memorial walls in Melbourne and Fremantle. Local councils are also developing the idea as well to build a sense of recognition in their communities. Ms. Tao says what the walls do is highlight the similarities between migrants. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.